Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today for this radio program. I'm Jeff May with the Oakland Church of Christ, and I'm thankful to be able to spend a few moments with you studying the Word of God. Matthew 25 gets my attention, especially when you come down to verse 32. It's a judgment scene where Jesus says that all nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. He begins to mention what he's going to say to the sheep in verse 33, but then when you come down to verse 41, he talks about those who are the goats on the left hand, and here's what he says. He will say to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in, naked, and you did not clothe me, sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you?" Then he will answer them, saying, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as ye did not do it to one of the least of these, my brethren, ye did not do it to me." And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. There's a couple of things about that really gets my attention. First of all, because it brings judgment to the forefront of our mind. The Bible says that we will one day stand and we will give an account unto the Lord for all that we've done, whether it's good or whether it's bad. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. But one of the destinies here makes me tremble. We saw in verse 46 that there are some that he will say to go away into everlasting punishment. But more than anything else, what grabs me is the basis of the judgment. Jesus did not say here, "You were an adulterer," or "You were a fornicator," or "An idolater," or "You were full of hatred," "You were a murderer," "You were a drunkard," "You were joined to a church that I never planted," "You were a liberal." It doesn't say any of those things. But what he says is, "I was sick and ye did not visit me." And these are the people that he says will spend eternity with the devil and his angels. Now, certainly all of those other things that we mentioned are very serious, and Galatians 5 would even teach that those who practice those things will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. But here we see that in this context, the entire basis of whether one was saved or lost was whether they had visited or cared for their brethren. As you know, our program precedes Sick Call, and that's one of the most listened to segments on WKAC. And I think that says a lot about the county that we live in. We are blessed in Limestone County to live in a county where people do care for one another. In fact, I have observed that when I go to funeral visitations, that they are probably more attended here than any other place that I've been. And so we care about our neighbor, and that's a good thing. But I want to speak about this matter today of, "I was sick and ye did not visit me," and want to spend that time with that throughout the rest of the week, because it's at the very heart of Christianity. It is the fundamentals. Why would Jesus give such a severe punishment for something as seemingly small as, "I was sick and you did not visit me"? Can I suggest to you it may say more about us than we think? Don't ever forget that it's all about our hearts. And whether or not we care about other people says a lot about our hearts. In 1 Samuel 16 and verse 7, when David was being chosen as the king of Israel, Samuel was told there that the Lord looks at the heart. In Acts 8 and verse 21, Simon the sorcerer was told, "Your heart is not right with God." And so this gets to the very heart. God is getting to the very heart. We're going to talk about this week what it means to visit. We're going to talk about what it says to your sick brother or sister, what it could say about us, and then we will talk about the rewards for being cheerful in the service of visiting others. We invite you to the services of the Oakland Church of Christ. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. We meet at 9:30 on Sunday for our Bible class, 10:20 for our regular worship service, and then again at 5 o'clock for our evening worship service. And then on Wednesday night, we have classes for all ages at 7 o'clock. We would love for you to come and be with us. We're just a simple, down-home group of people who are trying to find the truth. We're looking for the truth in God's Word, and as we find it, we want to take it and apply it to our lives and live it out. And we'd love for you to do the same. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Jeff May. My time's up. I thank you for yours.